We play the best music on Next. We're passionate about it. And an artist I absolutely adore is KLP. She's a Sydney-based DJ, musician and producer. She's done multiple national tours and high-profile collabs with everyone from Skrillex to What's So Not to Remy, in addition to her well-loved role as Triple J house party host. Welcome to Next, KLP. You're a DJ, singer-songwriter, vocalist and producer. How do you juggle all of that?
Oh my gosh, sometimes it is hard, but I'm really good at making lists, and I think as I get older I'm better at saying no to things. You know, when I first started, you just want to say yes to everything. You don't want to upset anyone, and it's really hard to kind of stand your ground and be like, no, I think I'm going to sit this one out. So I'm better at doing that now.
Do you have a list taking system? Because I've recently gotten into Excel to write lists, and it's the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah, Excel or Google Docs are good if you're, like, sharing. Or, I mean, I just write lists on my phone using, what's it called? Is it reminders? Because you can have all different lists. So, for example, I'm about to get on a plane and I have one that's called Travel that just kind of reminds me everything to pack. Then I have, like, daily ones, and I have one for my management. So every day I kind of open up the list and go, okay, what am I going to tackle or harass people about today?
And speaking of other things that you do, as well as, you know, DJ, singer, radio person, everything. You also just launched the record label to release Changes. How's that adding to that?
Well, I mean, it's a record label, but it's merely just a vehicle for me releasing my own music at the moment. Because I think that, you know, the music industry is changing so much with streaming and everything, so instant, and you don't need to have physical releases and things as much as you did. And I think it's going to continue to change even more. And I really wanted to be able to control what I wanted to do. And I guess I'm quite involved with everything as well. So I don't think it suits everyone to do this, but if you know what you want, you can fund it yourself. That's about the only downside to it. Then it's so liberating. It's like quite awesome to be able to kind of plan ahead and just be like, you know what, I like this song, so I'm going to release this song, rather than writing a song and then going, oh, I have to show it to these people and what are they going to think? I don't know, it's kind of been really freeing for me.
Would you ever consider signing other artists, or is that not in the kind of plan so far?
Absolutely, I would love to do that. However, I would never want to do it unless I could give the artist the type of attention and, you know, support that expect. So from time to money to resources, you know, and I can barely manage to do that for myself. So I wouldn't do it until I could actually kind of do that for others. I just don't know what the function of record labels would be in the future. I'm just not sure. It seems everything is kind of like a little up in the air. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. And I mean, never say never.
You're going to Fiji soon. That's cool.
Yeah. So I'm going to Fiji to play Your Paradise. And when you get those kind of gigs, you do have to pinch yourself and kind of go, oh my gosh, this isn't a job. How do I get to travel to these places and then play music? And, you know, and also travel with friends. There's so many people that I know that are going that are my mates. So I'm really looking forward to it. Plus, I love summer. That's anywhere hot, you can just find me basking and just soaking up sun.
That's like a holiday. That's not work at all. That's amazing.
I know.
Oh, thank you so much for chatting. I really, really appreciate that.
Sydney-based DJ, musician and producer KLP there. We love her and we're about to hear her brand new track, Changes.